healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit. Healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit. Healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit. Healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Cookie. Welcome back to College Cookie Podcast. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe so you can always catch these vibes and turn on your post bell notification so you get notified every single time there's a pickety post, child. Okay, so today's episode is about how I give off wife vibes but was completely unaware due to trauma. So I'm pretty sure there's a lot of us that can relate to this in the sense of we totally are the full package of what a man will look for in a woman when it comes to what he wants to choose for his wife. You have a good head on your shoulders, you're smart, you're about your business, you know how to stay focused and dedicated. You're not really out here like that. Even when you go and hang out, you're not really like doing a lot of crazy things. You're just literally going and hanging out with like some friends and having fun. You know how to make your man feel good in the sense of like uplifting him and making him feel confident and making him, helping him, I'll say not making him, helping him believe in his God-given talents and helping him believe in himself. But because of trauma that I faced and maybe you have faced yourself, we don't realize that we have all the attributes that a man will look for in a woman. We are conditioned through our trauma to believe that we aren't enough and that we are unworthy. So because of that, we are constantly trying to fill this void of someone making us feel better about ourselves than we feel about ourselves. Or we feel like there's no one out there good enough for us because our expectations are so high due to different traumas that we've experienced. And I'm here to tell you that, hey, your trauma's a lie. Yes, your feelings are valid, 100%. But the trauma's a lie because you are not your trauma. You are better than your trauma, and you will rise above your trauma. So realize that, and we'll do a whole episode on that on its own, but realize that everything that you desire to be, we talked about this previously, you already have in you. You are a good woman. You are worthy enough to be a wife. You are worthy enough to be a mom. You are worthy enough to be a great friend to your friends and your partner. All because your confidence and your being stems from the Lord. Your trauma is not a definition of who you are. So stop allowing your trauma to dictate how you feel about yourself, and stop allowing your trauma to dictate how you go about relationships. Take a step back, realize all the great attributes that you have to offer the world and your partner. Do the work that needs to be done on yourself so you can be healed and you can truly be happy on your own within yourself. And your partner that God has aligned you with will make his way to you because you are healed. Because that's the thing. It's not that you aren't the whole package. It's that the unhealed parts of you blind you into making you feel like you aren't worthy, and the unhealed parts of you push people away that have the greatest opportunity to be the partner you're looking for. So if you heal yourself, you'll realize that all of everything else that you feel like you don't actually have is already there. It's just all you're waiting for was to be healed. And now that you're healed, you are completely the full package. So take the time to heal yourself before hopping into a relationship, and I promise you, you will be the best wife because you have been the best friend to yourself. If you can be good to yourself, you can be good to your partner, because that's all where it stems from. So take a moment to heal the parts of you that needs to be healed, so that way you could be the best mother, the best partner, the best friend, and the best testimony of the Lord. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Okay, I really hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Your homework for today is to really just take a step back, write down all the positive attributes about yourself, and write down the negative attributes about yourself. The negatives aren't to make you feel bad about yourself. The negatives are to help point out what parts of you need to be healed, so that way you can be the full, complete, total package. You're not nitpicking at yourself. You are doing the shadow work to be the best version of yourself. I don't even know if shadow work's the best word. You're doing the work that needs to be done to be the best version of yourself. Okay? So don't nitpick at yourself when you're writing the negative attributes about yourself. It's just things that it's unhealed trauma. That's what it is. Okay? It's not necessarily negative about you. It's parts of you that need to be healed, and you're now acknowledging that, and then you're going to do what needs to be done to heal those parts of you going forward. Okay, thank y'all so much for watching this episode, and I will see y'all in the next one. As always, with love, your girl Cookie. Bye.
Nice thing on the positive note.